set of music that's African inspired. We're going to hear a lot of John Coltrane and McCoy Tyner and Jackie McLean and so forth. But we're going to start out with Harold Mayburn from his latest album entitled Afro Blue. And we're going to hear the title track from that one. This is Harold Mayburn's Afro Blue, along with some great vocals by Gregory Porter. And then we're going to hear John Coltrane Quartet and his great composition featuring a extended brass section called Africa.
Thank you. as the night, Afro blues. Lovers in flight, upward they glide, first at the height, slowly subside, shades of delight, go-go hue, rich as the night, Afro blue. Two young lovers are face to face with undulating grace. They gently sway then slip away to some secluded place. Shades of delight, go-go hue, rich as the night, Afro blue. Of a land dream.
Thank you.
John Coltrane's quartet. Name of that track is Africa, from the album Africa Brass, recorded back in 1962, I believe. 1961, November of 1961 was released. Africa Brass, featuring the great John Coltrane Quartet, with an extended brass section on that. Let's see, the core quartet: John Coltrane on soprano and tenor sax, McCoy Tyner on piano. Let's see, on that one is Art Davis on bass and Elvin Jones on drums, and that's supplemented by Pat Patrick on baritone sax, Booker Little on trumpet. Let's see, Britt Woodman on trombone. Let's see, on this track, Carl Bowman on euphonium, Bill Barber on tuba, Garvin Bushell on piccolo and woodwinds, Julius Watkins and other players, Eric Dolphy on alto sax, bass clarinet, and flute. Great sound on that. I got to mention, I own this in vinyl. You didn't hear the vinyl version here, but I have this album in vinyl, and sprinkled throughout the liner notes, whenever it refers to McCoy Tyner, it says McCoy Turner, T-U-R-N-E-R. Makes me wonder if that album might be valuable with that misprint in it. McCoy Turner. Of course, they mean McCoy Tyner. Before that, we heard from a new album by Harold Mayburn, the great piano player, and the album's entitled Afro Blue. And that one also featured the vocals of Gregory Porter. And also featured on that, besides Harold Mayburn on piano, Eric Alexander on sax, John Weber on bass, and Joe Farnsworth on drums, a 2015 release, Harold Mayburn, Afro Blue. All right, we're going to continue in this African vein here. When I hear Africa by John Coltrane with his African brass ensemble, it reminds me very much of this other album by McCoy Tyner. After John Coltrane's death, McCoy Tyner, great pianist that he was, put out some really fine albums, including one called Sama Layuka, and we're going to hear the title track from that. Thank you. In the background, McCoy Tyner. Title track from the album Sama Layuka, recorded back in 1974. Features McCoy Tyner on piano, John Stubblefield on oboe and flute, Gary Bartz on alto sax, Azar Lawrence on tenor sax and soprano sax, Bobby Hutcherson on vibes and marimbas, Buster Williams on bass, Billy Hart on drums, Guillermo Franco on percussion, and James M. Toomey also on percussion. All right, we're going to finish out this African-influenced podcast with one more from this one from Jackie McLean from the album Jackie's Bag. We're going to hear Appointment in Ghana. Appointment in Ghana, featuring Jackie McLean on alto, Tina Brooks on tenor, Blue Mitchell on trumpet, Kenny Drew on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, and Art Taylor on drums, from back in 1959. Hope you enjoy it. Thanks for listening, folks. We'll be back next week.
I'd like to take a moment to ask of you a small favor. It takes a great deal of time, effort, and money to bring this podcast to you each and every week. Hopefully, this show brings you a deep appreciation of this great American art form. Now, I am asking you to show your support, to give back some of the value that you may take away from this program. Please consider donating to this podcast. Perhaps it is worth the cost of a single CD. Certainly you get at least that much music from just one listening of the show. Maybe you would consider donating even more than that if this program gives you hours of listening pleasure week after week. Whatever you decide, please visit my website at www.jazzandbeyond.com. There is a button on the right sidebar where you can make a donation of whatever you feel is appropriate. That's www.jazzandbeyond.com. Thank you for listening.